بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Then Mu'az رضي الله عنه was quite young. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم arrived in مدينة المنورة. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم took a liking for him. Every senior, every great person he will want that his teaching must continue. Whatever he's got must pass it on. Time is limited, and the limited time must grasp and take it on. So obviously the person is righteous and is understanding, that he's the best candidate. لِيَلِنِّي مِنْكُمْ وَالْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى. About understanding, he's got understanding of deen and he's righteous in himself. So then the package is complete. If the man is righteous, but he doesn't have that right understanding and knowledge of deen, then it's half a job. And he has the understanding of deen, sound understanding, but he's not righteous, then he's incomplete. Complete is when he's got both. He's got the righteousness, right character, right deeds, and right understanding, sound understanding. So shaitan can't work on him. So the hadith says, عَالِمٌ وَاحِدٌ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الشَّيْطَانِ. One person got right understanding, but shaitan can't take a chance. Difficult. So Rasulullah has arrived and Rasulullah took a liking for him. Namaz went through three transformations. Before there wasn't a thing like azan, and it was mashwara and Abdullah ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu, the lengthy hadith and how the azan was initiated. That was the first transformation. The second change was the namaz was being performed towards the Baytul Muqaddas for approximately 16 to 18 months, and then فَلَنْوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبَلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. This was the place that you liked. So one of my last correspondence to Hazrat Ji Hamzai was, Me dihad yasda murad muttaqin. Me dihad yasda murad muttaqin. Allah Ta'ala grants the aspirations of the righteous. Allah Ta'ala fulfills them. So the aspiration of Rasulullah is, when is the command going to come to turn towards the Baytullah? So Allah says, فَلَنْوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. The direction that you love, we will turn you. And Hazrat Aisha Rajan also knew this. She says, I've seen that Allah will give in to what you like, what you desire, and Allah will make it happen. So the desire of the Nabi is as though it is soaked into the desire of Allah Ta'ala. So he'll only desire that which Allah Ta'ala loves. So the second change was towards the Baytul Muqaddas, towards the Baytullah, from the Baytul Muqaddas. And the third change was, initially when a person missed out a rakat or two, he would perform the two rakats and then join with the imam. That was initial. One rakat you missed out, or two rakats you missed out, then you would do the one, two rakats that are missed out, then you would join up with the imam. Mu'az came in, he says, no, if I see him in a posture, I will join him in that posture. What is greater than being with Rasulullah s.a.w.? Halan, fi'lan, amalan, qawlan, in every respect you are with him. what a great umbrella, what a great security, what a great protection. You Abu Rasul Pak Sassam, whether in his behavior, whether in his statement, whether in his thinking, but you're on the same page. Isn't that a great thing? Mujaddid al-Husani rahmatullah alayh is the Mujaddid revivalist for this millennium, right? So his dua used to be Sunnat-e-Kamila ki tawfiq naseeb ata farma, aur maut o hashar bhi usi Sunnat-e-Kamila par. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of the complete sunnah, and to the extent even our death and our resurrection, all in the same line. So isn't that too great, eh? That we would Rasul-e-Pak here and there, as though here we don't see him but we are with him, right? And then inshallah Allah will make it that we are with him, we see him. Here we are with him but just that we can't see, right? And there we are with him and we can see him as well. And for my ease I just say Zokan Aidan. And even the same flavor and the same thinking, the thought and the taste must be the same. So the fell is the same, but the spirit, the flavor must be the same. Then there is enjoyment. If the flavor is not there, you got the action, alright, that's good. But you got the flavor, that is totally different. You go to a restaurant, an eating house, right? So more or less what you go for, the flavor. It's funny, yeah. Jimmy's. What about Jimmy's? Look at Casablanca. Look at that. Jimmy's finished our class. So what do you go for? The flavor, the taste, right? So that taste must become like the original taste. Then you can say, hey, mashallah, you got it. So our Akabir, Allah gave them that same taste. That taste, that zawq, that flavor, exactly. And that's why Allah Shaykh al Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Sahib says that there's no doubt that there isn't a quicker path to Rasul Pak Sassam, to Allah Ta'ala, than the Sunnah, right? And the Sunnah needs an illustration. The illustration is our Kabir. Now for him to say this, hey, it's a great thing. It's a great thing. There was a discussion, it was a long discussion, but Al Mustafa Rahmatullah was in the presence of Muhammad Ilyas. And Hazrat Shaykh al Hadith Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. So there was a discussion about As Salatu Mi'rajul Mu'mineen. Some people quote it as a hadith, but it's not supported. Not. So Musab asked, so Shaykh al Hadith Sahib is there, Muhammad Ilyas Sahib is there, and Hazrat Madani Sahib Rahmatullah is there. So great, all great, like kings. The word giant doesn't look too nice. Call them kings. Worldly class people are the same giant. Think of a nice fat people and then giant, all right. But our Buzugaradin are kings, isn't it? Call them kings. So these three elders are there. Mustafa is asking that this As Salatu Mi'rajul Mu'mineen, is it supported in any hadith? So Madri sometimes use it in his bayans. So he said, iske maudu hone ke upar ittifaq to nahi hai, that there isn't consensus that this is fabricatory. Mustafa Rahmatullah was very, very sharp, very smart, very sharp. He said, lekin usme koi ikhtilaf bhi nahi dekha. Iske maudu hone mein, maine koi ikhtilaf bhi nahi dekha. تو حد محمد الیاس صاحب رہے سے ان کو پوچھو شیخ کو پوچھو فرا فرا کتاب کو دیکھو تو at that time شیخ رہے سے that I haven't come across this. تو محمد الیاس صاحب سے تعجب ہے کہ بتون اوراق اس کی زیارت سے ابھی تک محروم ہے. بتون اوراق ابھی تک اس کی زیارت سے محروم ہے. Just fly across. The essence of it was that I'm surprised, this man here, right? The kitabs haven't seen him yet. In other words, there can't be a kitab of hadith that he hasn't seen. His sight and his knowledge is such that... I'm just edging to say another thing, right? The Shaykh Ahmad Tali, sometimes we'll be with Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmat Tali. And for a small little thing, and Ilyas would give it to him. Shout him now, nicely, properly. Who's there? The Shaykh is there, and Muhammad Ilyas Sahib is there, and Muhammad Raipuri is there. So Muhammad Raipuri could speak to Muhammad Ilyas Sahib very, very informally. So Muhammad Raipuri Sahib says to Muhammad Ilyas, Rahmatullahi, after the Shaykh has gone, itna bada kusoor nahi ke is tarah se tune unko daanta. Not such a big mistake that you've scolded him like this. To Ilyas Sahib says, haan, main bhi janta hoon, albatta ye samjhe ke uske upar koi bara abhi tak hai. You must remember there is someone over him still. No matter what heights you reach, but then you still need that islah. It's about jacking up. Nobody wants to take that way. Ek lafz kisi ko keh diya, cut off. Another lafz, cut off, break off. Now, these people are different. They're listening to it, and they take it with a smile. Well, the Shaykh Ramtari is shouting one of his khadims, main tumhare kotahi ko kahan tak bhukto? All these problems you're creating now, until which point I must tolerate you? The Shaykh is shouting his khadim, his uncle Mawar Ilyasab is there. So Mawar Ilyasab whispered into other Shaykh's ears, jahan tak tum chahte ho ki Allah Ta'ala tumhari kutahi ko bukte aur maaf kare. To the extent that you want Allah Ta'ala to tolerate you, you tolerate him. You see these people now, how they are. Do we have that zarf? Do we have that? One, two things. I thought of this when we spoke about Mu'az ibn Al-Amr. Now, it doesn't mean that Rasulullah had a liking for someone, so he did not correct the person. Now, was Mu'az ibn Al-Amr is performing namaz with the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? And thereafter he's leading his people in salah. Now, initially perhaps the hukam was different, that you could lead one faras namaz twice. But that's a discussion on its own. We will not go into that. So initially it was like as though it was allowed that you perform the namaz here, and the same namaz you can lead it elsewhere. So Mu'az is reading the namaz behind Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam here, and he's leading his people. He finishes the namaz with the Rasulullah Pak's person, and then he's going and leading his people in namaz. And then in that namaz he's reciting Surah Baqarah. You can imagine now it's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam namaz, so it will be a little bit late, because we still like the namaz to be a little bit with a delay. Right? So now in winter it may be like say 9 o'clock. Right? And he's finished the namaz, they say 9:15, 9:30, the namaz is over, and he's coming to his people, and there he's reciting Surah Baqarah. Now in the meanwhile, one person came and people are saying, Nafaqta Fulan, you're a munafiq. Because you're not performing namaz with Mu'az. Mu'az is our imam, and you're not performing namaz behind, reading your namaz individually and going away. Now this man got a little bit apprehensive now what people are thinking about me. So he related the whole story to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yusalli waraq, he reads behind you, and then he comes to us, and Yusalli ya ummuna bil baqara. He comes and recites Surah Baqarah with us, 2.5 siparas. So now, on the one end, Nabi says to Mu'az, he held his hand, and he says, Uhibbuka ya Mu'az. Mu'az, I love you. Then, don't leave this out after every faras namaz. Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadati. So, Rasulullah has passed him this gift. That after every faras namaz, you do this, you recite this. A'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadati. But now Rasulullah is confirming that for him. And he's also confirming أعلمهم بالحلال والحرام Mu'adh ibn Jabal. The one that is most knowledgeable about maslahs, etc., is Mu'adh ibn Jabal. He knows the maslah the best, right? But now, when there is a complaint that's reaching Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talks to Mu'adh, أَفَتَّانٌ أَنْتَ يَا Mu'adh, you're splitting and dividing the community. What's wrong with you? See, on the one side, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam endorsed the love, muhabbat. But when it was a matter of correction, Rasulullah told him straight, in spite of the love, he didn't mince the words. Mu'adh, you could make a plan now. Don't become so pious now. He would have said him in that tone. But now look at the tone Nabi spoke to him. Fatan anta ya Mu'adh. You read your smaller surahs. If I remember, Wallayli ila yasha sabbisma, that type of surah. Can't remember exactly, but that's the duration, or that's the size of the surah. إما أن تخفف عن إما أن تصلي معي أو تخفف عن قومي. Either you perform your namaz with me, or you want to read with your people, then read small surahs. But you can't join these things like this. So where there was a need to correct, he corrected. And the strange thing in the Sahaba Kiram is they are getting reprimanded, and they are the reporter of the hadith. You know, if I'm talking of some Buzruk and the association I have, I'm really talking about the bright thing. You know, Buzruk told me that time, you know, you would be the Sheikh and this of the time, you know, and you is a Buzruk, you know, like this. But the way he gave it to you, he gave you, he said, oh, maybe you're not in the right mood that time. I ask you, are we doing the right thing? Are we thinking right? Look at the Sahaba Ikram, where they're getting it and they're giving it. They say, no, this is what happened. Samura ibn Jundub radiallahu anhu, he's got a tree, date tree planted in someone else's yard. Now if you know how this farming carries on, it's a different little bit of a background of farming, right? So when it's season, then the farmer and his children, wife, everybody, they stay on the farm. The reason is obvious, is because now that's their business. Now bird will come and peck. And I ask you, can you sell the fruit after that? Others suspect they'll randomly pick, right? Now that you can't sell the fruit, so they have to be there on site the whole night or the whole morning. They have to keep shouting, getting all the birds out, so that they can reach the market. They can fetch the full price. So this Ansari Sahabi says to Samura ibn Jundub radiyallahu anhu, that you see, I'm getting inconvenience. You got your tree on my yard, so you either sell it to me, I'll buy it out, so I'm not interested. Or then at least uproot the tree and move it out, I'm not interested. It's in my yard, you've got your tree planted in my yard, see, alright, sell this to me. Or uproot it, one of the two. He's not interested. So now the only recourse is left is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He goes up to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and says, this is what happened. I asked him to sell it to me or to uproot it. Nabi Sallallahu called Samura and told him, see, this is the situation here. You sell it to him or uproot it. Or otherwise, alright, you give it to him and you'll get this rewards hereafter, whatever it was, right? Not interested. Then Nabi Sallallahu says, Anta Mudar, you causing problems. Now who's reporting the hadith? Samura is reporting the story. So he will not say, you know, Nabi Sam said, I am a Jannati only. He will not talk about that. You know, the Quran spoke about us, radiyallahu anhu, where they were corrected, then they are related to the hadith, min wa an, complete. Now that's called sense of responsibility. You've got a sense of responsibility. Ballighu anni walau ayah. Even if it's one line, you just go and report it, transmit that. So that's a strong sense of responsibility. Otherwise, you're looking to your convenience. You know, in front of everybody, now I'm getting jacked up here, I'm getting reprimanded, what will people think of me? I got no reputation left now, why are you making a story? So you are greater than Mu'adh. You are greater than Samura radiallahu anhu. If they could get reprimanded, so what's wrong? And I often say, you know, I saw in this top masjid, grandfather, and the grandfather's father is great-grandfather, right? Grandfather and great-grandfather. Both are in the masjid. So the grandfather, that is the son, I think he got delayed with his sunnah or something, 1 minute or so, 2 minutes. Now the great grandfather, when he's finished his sunnah, says, "Gadero tu kau to, kambari galu to, your ass, your donkey, where were you? When you died?" Now I was still young at that time, you know, so I want to see the facial reaction of this grandfather. He's already a grandfather, but I want to see his facial reaction. No facial reaction, head down, little remorse, and I cost that leave to my father. No reaction, so no response, absolutely. And he called his father nicely, "Maaf, I inconvenience you." Escorted him to the car. Next namaz, they were smiling, coming together. But what a beautiful atmosphere. So the father feels free to say the son what he wants to say, right? And the son feels, you know, the son feels, right? What a beautiful enjoy relationship we enjoy. Father says, "I can talk to him what I want, how I want." That means now the son realizes, you see, everybody's got a time limit. In the time limit, you have to make it. Now what I need to make is my Islah. I need to correct myself. That's the main thing that I need to do in life, to get my Islah right, to get my reformation right. If I got that, then I got that. And now if for everything I'm pulling up my face and talking something, thinking something, then the mera to Islah to ho gaya. I am already perfect and nobody was going to correct me. But if the son is taking it full hearted, with a smile on the face, no reservation, no hesitation, no emotions, he's taking it, right? So the father feels free to tell him what he wants. And the son says, "No, mashallah, I got such a, I'm so privileged that I got someone to correct me." My mother was once telling me, you know, that when she lost her mother, the only regret I had, she says, the only regret, the greatest regret, other regrets, alright, association, but the greatest regret I had, now there's nobody to come and correct me. So the mother was around, and she was correcting, right? But when she's gone now, so now she's feeling out, who's there to correct me? You see that? See how they think, how these old people are thinking. Isn't that a lesson for us? So this namaz went to three transformations. Now look at another hadith of Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu. He slaughtered an animal and he is skinning it. So Rasulullah tells him, "Tanaha hatta uriyaka." Let's move aside. Let me show you how it's done. So Mu'az radiallahu anhu says that I am seeing this whole thing and I saw the Mubarak hand of Rasulullah between the skin and the flesh. You know, when you're skinning, you push your hand inside. So I actually saw the Mubarak hand between the skin and the flesh. So when I explain this hadith to the students, I say, "See, think a little bit. In the zamana, the thing that is needed, that is what you need. You need to be well equipped with, right? In whichever zamana, whichever era, time you are in, the current needs you must be well equipped with." Then I went on to say, "See, the current needs, about 4 or 5 of the current needs, or it's a little bit of plumbing. At an odd time, you've got a plumbing problem, right? Electric, right? Some simple thing, not too deep things, simple things, right? Something about the first aid. See, at an odd time now, someone got hurt, and you don't know anything, got a second degree, first degree burn, and you don't know, you got no idea of doing anything about it, right? Number four is, it's a little bit of cooking, right? So you, as a man, you have to venture out sometimes. Emergencies, no emergencies, jamaat, whatever. But now you know a little bit of cooking. Won't the jamaat want you in there? He knows it, man. He knows biryani, anything, you can sort it out. Curry, kishri, you won't obviously go. Otherwise you have to eat for the 5 days only baked beans. Unless we get a dawat. So the whole site has gone wrong. But now he knows a little bit basic things, he knows it, right? And the fifth thing, a little bit about repairing a car. You got a tire puncture or something basic things, what can happen, right? Now I ask you, is that the right thing? See, this hadith, what is teaching us? Or you're getting proud about your child. Hey, you know how good he can play football. You know, cricket, you know, the fast bowler he is, what a spin bowler. One of his kind. I must see when he plays tennis. But I ask you, is there anything more than the show? in all this, is there anything more than the show? Nothing besides the show. Is this child that you taught him soccer, cricket, tennis, etc., is he an asset to himself or people? It's just a show business. Beyond a show business, nothing. You know, this last week or so, the two professional people came in. You know, internationally, I won't mention the names. I won't tell you whether they're Muslim or Muslim, right? But they came in, right? Two people. So they discussing among themselves, you know, we really regret why we went to this. In the professional league, and every team has a boss, right? And the bosses, they are turning, not million, sometimes billion they are turning. Professional, right? Especially when they're in India, Imperial, some Imperial League, whatever. They're making the billions, right? But he says it's an absolutely filthy life. Now, this is a professional person working at that level. He's seeing the money and the returns that they're getting, but he says it's an absolutely filthy life. This is what he says. He says now, drinks are free, drugs are free, talk of mandrakes, talk of anything, but it's free. And to top it all, models are free. Now, that model means it's another word for prostitute. The best of its kind, which country you want, Russia, whatever, and you'll get it. Best of its kind. Now, the boss has to keep us happy for our performance. But everything is done. And he says, now, I'll never get my child into this thing here. The fourth thing he says, now, what a stupid thing to invest in. What a stupid thing to invest in, he's saying. Say you've got 3 million Muslims living in this country, right? From the 3 million, one, two people get selected for international level. I say, is that an investment that is worthwhile? As an Indian, do you think that's an investment? It's not an investment. So why people are jumping? They are jumping only because of publicity. Coming the public eye, televised right through the world, seeing prime time, yeah, this man here, that man. Now please, if you have to say this bayan, right, and you see Hashim Amla, so please don't give this bayan now. This is an open sitting, I can talk openly and freely, right? But if you see him now, don't say now, see, this one Bhutti is upset. So people, you got all type of funny people. You don't give a point to incite problems or to strike a person. No, not for that. It is for us to learn, to teach. Learn and teach that we become assets. We become assets and we are good for ourselves and good for people. There are 4 or 5 things that I explained about. And the fifth thing, see, that we are teaching our children is a little bit of farming. So I was explaining this point to someone. So that person is telling me, yeah, I planted potatoes. From one stem, I got about 4 or 5 kilos. I said, mashallah. So you're good for yourself. You can have some chips, fish and chips, and you can perhaps help your neighbor out as well. Isn't that a good thing? Eh? You're doing something, but you're an asset to yourself, and you're an asset to a neighborhood. Isn't that a great thing? But otherwise, the neighborhood say, no, you're only good for cricket, for football. But that doesn't see to our rent, not to our stomach, not to our medical fees, not to our rental, absolutely nothing. This man is a waste, a liability. Won't they say that? Understand that these children are with us, they are an amanat, right? They are trust in our hands, and their time is limited. Girls are around 18 and they're going, and boys around 20, 22, too much, they're gone. So whatever we need to package in these children, we need to package it within that period, before they leave us. Otherwise you neglected your duty. That child is swearing after some time, father had the time with me, but he didn't teach me these basic elementary things. He taught me other things, how to bowl and do batting and all that. But elementary things, how to run a life, he didn't teach me. But when I came across the hadith, my mind just worked, you know. And what you can achieve, how much you can achieve. The only adjustment that we need to make to our lives, that as we learn the sunnah, the Mubarak way of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we are enacting it in our homes. Right? Enter the home, read the dua a little bit loudly. Bismillah walazna, bismillah kharajna, wa Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. Allahumma inni asaluka khayral mawlaj wa khayral makharaj. we read those du'as loudly. So the child is listening and he's registering. Then you made assalamu alaikum, everybody heard. So the child heard, hears also that this is what is supposed to be read when you enter the house. Then you're entering the house, the child sees, alright, father, when he comes in the house, he's got a broad smile, mashallah. So he doesn't have a pulled up face, he's got no cheeky face, he's got a broad smile, nice face he's got. So he's waiting for the arrival of the father. Okay, this man will come, such a broad smile he'll give, you know. And he'll talk to us, as Umar radiallahu anhu will talk to children according to the ages. According to the children's ages, right? But today, when I went for lunch, you know, so I have to riddle them, to make them smile, and also open their minds. You give a riddle, why you not to run the person, to disgrace the person, that's wrong. It's impermissible. But if it is just to open the mind, they feel cheered up, they feel nice. So today in Gujarati now, you know, there's a four-lettered word, right? There's a four-lettered word, and you drop one alphabet, you'll still get char, char. For four-lettered word, right? Char, and you drop one alphabet, you'll still get char. That's it. Thinking, think high and low. Eventually, I have to give them a char. You drop one alphabet, what's now? Char ayuna. Four-lettered. But now, don't think of English, because the English got about five. A, C, H, that's three, right? Double A, R, six. You're talking about the Urdu, right? Urdu, Alif, Che, Alif, Ra. How many letters? Four. So you drop one alphabet, how many you left? Char. So, there's a way to cheer them up, to bring them up. The idea is the child, his mind needs to be opened out. He can talk to his elders. You can teach him, you've got a forum to teach the child. Where we made a mistake, we feel that the child is a bundle of joy, and then we think, only to entertain, to amuse ourselves. That's not the purpose. By the way, you can amuse yourself. But that's not the idea. The idea is, the child is an amanat. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum. Look at it, this vein. That he's an amanat, we need to package into him. If he saw, right, that your father scolded you, shouted you, right? And he saw his father's face not pulled up, smiling, and he went to the room, perhaps, you know, father got all the right to say what he needs to say, and we appreciate this. So the child understands that if I get scolded, then this is the type of response I need to have. And then the idea is that, see, your stay with the father is limited. When it's limited, then you need to move on in life, right? So he has to tell you quickly before you move on. And he didn't give you these type of things. You don't know how to respond to a situation. Small thing, like you pull up your face, you can't take it, who's he to tell me? You know, I'm looking after all his bills, I'm taking khidmat, I'm doing all the errands for him, and he's got a big fat lot to say. Yeah? Now, if that child, that son is grown up, and he has this type of response, I ask you, will there be an easy communication? But if it is the child says, no, my father, alright, with age they become a little bit sensitive, and they say something, so what? What's the big deal about it? He said, so what? So we think like this, that it's a lot of ease, a lot of comfort, right? There's an open communication. There's an absolute open communication. You can talk freely, you can say what you need to say. That child is learning very well. He's not worried now what people are going to think, and what's going to be the reputation. He's watching and he's observing everything that his father does. Alright, woman came in the house, father is not free with them. He is not behaving freely with them. There's a different lounge, preferably, for the woman, they can sit, she'll chat whatever they need to do. There's a different lounge for men. So he's not free with them. So the child is observing what's going on. So if the woman, he'll tell that woman, see, the male are there, please don't come this side. Small child, but he's registering that this is parda, and you need to be on this side, they need to be on that side. You can't be on that side. The child is registering all these things. Now this can only work out if we feel that we are supposed to be embodiments of sunnah. We can give a talk about it, but we behave the sunnah, then our whole approach is different. What dua is to be read at whichever time, we understand, right? What's supposed to be the response in any situation? What are we supposed to be doing? How are we supposed to be conducting ourselves? Anas radiallahu anhu, observing Rasulullah SAW carefully, says, never did he shout before the period. That's one way of teaching, that he never shouted. Only once he says, that he sent me for some errand, and I saw some children playing around, and I went to observe what they're doing. So, Nabi SAW did send me a thing. He just smiled, and he asked me, just carry on, do the work. That's all. He didn't shout, he didn't pull up his face. So, now, when you don't pull up your face, you don't shout. Now the child is at the best to receive. He is best to receive. Now, you know, father is accessible. You can talk to him. You can relate to him, right? But the fortune of the child is that he can take the shouting. That there's the fortune of the child, because the father feels free to talk to him. See? Now the child is observing. Abu Abrar Sahib Rahmatullah says, we teach all these sunnahs to the children, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years of age, and we teach them the sunnah. So all these sunnahs are in the minds. Now, Mawla Abbas Sahib, a great buzuk, we have guests coming, you know, from time, periodically. So his whole life was the sunnah, to revive the sunnah. So one guest is there, and the guest is eating with the left hand. In the meanwhile, Mawla would put this thing into the minds of the children. So the child doesn't know age and all that. He just, there he's observing and he's doing things. So he says, tum baaye haath se khate ho, shaitan baaye haath se khata hai. Eating with the left, the child doesn't know. But all these things, these lessons are being passed on to the child. When it's passed on to the child, then he knows that this is not right. You see, in a lot of homes, you see, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah Ta'ala, many a home are such that they see anything with a picture. Now some children have got, the father buys them some type of sticker. They will put stickers on that, cover the whole thing. Whole head is stuck up. Although it will cost something, I say it's worth the while. Say even if it costs you 100 rands a month to cover all that, it's worth the while. The child knows that this is not right. We cannot relate to these things here. From a small, tender age, he knows that this is not right. Picture making is haram. Ashaddu nasi azaban yawm al-qiyamati al-musawirun. Malaika don't enter this home. But the child knows about it. But that is provided the father thinks this is a responsibility. Am I discharging my responsibility? You are leaving the masjid. You know, some 25 years ago, 25, 30 years ago. So one person is telling me the story now, after 30 years. But how people observe you, what they see of you. 30 or 35 years ago, I was in the top masjid. At the time this masjid wasn't built. So Juma Namaz or something. And I came out, right? So I forgot about the story. No, he's relating the story to me after that, right? He says, Mona, you know, I began to respect you when I saw you came out of the masjid. I saw that your shoes went first in the right. First right shoes, then left. And as you proceeded, you heard some music and you just did this. And then as you moved on, you saw a branch or something and you kicked it on the side. Hey, from that day I said, hey, this is the man. It's not right for me to say it. What I'm saying you is how people observe you. Now, I don't even know who's observing, who's not observing. Just naturally, I just did this. I just did what I'm supposed to be doing. But how these people watch you? So how much more will your children observe what you are doing? And what a great disservice it is that we don't pass these things on. We just think, no, it's an entertainment, excitement. One day he'll become a hafiz. So he'll read the namaz and mera naam kya ho jayega? What a name I'll get. Is that the... You will pass on the right values to this child from that impressionable age. I explained to one Mawlana, you know, so he said, make dua now. I'm so happy, so excited. The doctors have confirmed that my family is expecting first child. He's exciting, jumping and all that. Right. So you make dua for the person. Then I told him, see, I read one medical article, you know, some article I read. The child that is in the womb, don't take it too lightly. That thing is registering. That thing is registering your moods. Your mood swings is registering everything. To the extent, if you are taking wine, 8 out of 10, the child will drink the same wine. If you are smoking, 8 out of 10, the child will have the same cigarette tendencies. 8 out of 10. So mood swings, drinking problems, smoking problems, all that thing with the child would register. Right? So I'm talking to this Mulana, you know, I said, I'm too happy to hear that the first child is coming in. Now the child was about 15, 20 years of age. I said, what you do? Using the same maqisale, you see, you see something, that's a maqisale, that's the basis, right? Now how you extend the analogy? You get the basis and you extend the analogy. I said, see, what you do? You make zikr in a nice, sweet voice in the presence of your wife. In the presence of your wife, zikr, you make a nice voice, sweet voice. Quran Sharif, a sweet voice. And sometimes, the tape that is for learners, you know, Manshawi, and you have that Khalil Husri, right? That tape, you just switch it on in the presence of the child. So anyway, all that happened, so the child is delivered, everything now. Now he's coming to give me the kargozaris. MashaAllah, go ahead. So then, says, so now, if the child is howling and crying, if we make zikr, or we read Quran Sharif in that tone, that thing just calms off. Now, I understood that the child resisted to that voice, to the sound, and to that words. See? To that voice, to the sound, and to that words, he resisted. So as the child is delivered, now he will have the same tendencies, the same liking. But do you see now, from that early infant age, you're putting the right fikr into the mind, the right concern, the right type of thinking into the mind. What a blessing after that for the child. You already put him on the road, you know, put him on the line already. Now for him to take on is going to be very easy. So that child at that time, his mind is very good. From the time that he's conceived, right, mother is conceived, and until about 6, the child's mind is too good, like a tape recorder. But if you exploit it rightly, you score big way. And the better thing is not to insist on the child to read. Look at read. Alif. Ba, Alif Ba, say Alif Ba. Don't insist. Till about 5, don't insist. But then what do you do with the child? What you would do with the child is this type of tapes that are meant for teaching. See, one is the reading Qiraat style, right? Qari Ba says, you know, that. Don't put that tape for that. For that age, it's not right. Because that child will learn singing and songs, he'll learn all that. So now it's his formative years, he must learn correct recitation. With correct pronunciation. So he's got these things, he'll get the pronunciation right, he'll get the words will become familiar. And when the words are familiar from that time of pregnancy till now, he's become too familiar with the words, I think it's just a matter of time and he'll finish this. But isn't that a great investment? Isn't that something to think about? That you want the child to be on a certain line. A little bit of sacrifice you need to make. You know, when we got married, we are beginning about children now. So my father advised us, see, some things may be permissible. But now, as you marry and you're getting your children, then you have to restrain from certain things. Though it may be permissible, in essence, it may be permissible. But for the benefit of the child, you have to give it up. For example, now, smoking, it may be permissible, right? Some will say permissible, some will say makruh, etc. But overall, most people say it's permissible, right? But now, for the benefit of the child, you have to give it up. Because you're doing it now, and the child thinks, my Abba can't be wrong, my father is 100%. That's how the child thinks. And he must be respecting his father like that. Right? He must be respecting his father. But now you're pulling in his presence what the child thinks. So now this is the way of life, let's do it. Father did it, so we can do it. We can do the same. Similarly, you don't use vulgar languages. It doesn't have to be swear words, but vulgarity, profanity, you don't use it in their presence. Now why don't you use it in their presence? Because that child thinks like this, that my father is innocent, he is good, right? Whatever he does, whatever he says, he's right. That's how he thinks. So if my father used a vulgar word, then he must be right. You know, some many years ago, so one parent is complaining to me, Molana is complaining to me, hey, man, my child really is an embarrassment. So I asked him, what happened? Why is it an embarrassment? He said, no, I have some ulama friends, and a dawat in the house. So now, my mother, his wife, now, send him to call the guests, wash their hands and have meals. So he came to call us, But the child is saying, Abba, Abba, the child's already, Abba, the child's already. No, I felt so embarrassed, you know, all the ulama friends, and this young child, 5-6 years of age, and he said, Baba, Abba, the child's already. I told him, your mistake, it's your mistake, it's not the child's mistake. You must have used this word in his presence. And that child thinks, my Abba can't be wrong. What word he used is right. So I can use that word. Now, is it your mistake or is it his mistake? See how you need to conduct yourself to see that this child is going right. As the Shaykh al-Hadith's father, Mawlana Yahya Sahib Rahmatullahi, as he just finished milking about 2 years or whatever, and he already knew about half or three quarter sibara. So the amount of recitation that was taking on, well, the child was just registering, and it becomes so easy after that. Becomes so easy, so smooth. You want to give the child a direction, and I say, by the time period is limited, 19, 20, girl is moving, the boy is moving. In that, both the parents need to understand, alright, they discuss within themselves. I mentioned about Mawlana Padia Rahmatullahi, right? So the day he got married, he had a discussion with his wife, alright, they enjoy themselves, whatever, and then they're talking, maybe the day, but the morning or something. He's talking, he said, you know that we married, it must be, we cooperate, right? In dunya things also will cooperate, but to the road of Jannat also you must cooperate. To the road of Jannat also you must cooperate. So what we'll do is we'll take one sunnah, we can't take all one time, but we can't leave all, but we can't see that you going Jahannam and I'm going Jannat, we can't see that. Both must go, Allah must take all of us to Jannat. So how must we start this? We started away this way, that we'll learn one sunnah, an important sunnah. All the sunnahs are important, but the greatest sunnah we'll learn. And we will see for that week that we are applying the sunnah. So the first sunnah that he took up was ghibat, backbiting, gossiping, etc. Right? So mostly to do with the tongue, gossiping, ghibat, etc. So we will see that we refrain from this totally. I slip up, you will correct me. And you slip up, I will correct you. So, you think to yourself that if you were to carry on like this, what will be that house? Won't that house be like a blessing? You're seeing the sunnah here. Yeah, you don't see any gossiping, no carrying tales, there's no ghibat in this house here, there's no swearing, there's no profanity, there's no vulgarity. Don't you feel relaxed in that house? And if in the house, hey, somebody's catching it here, you said foul language there. Foul language, swear words, etc. How does the child feel? Does the child feel secure in that house? You can say the word, no, I said what I need to say, I said it. To what I need to tell. So you may say, I got it off my chest, right? Very good, you got it out of your chest. But now what happened to the child? Did you mix up his mind or not? But my father is a pious person, I don't know why he uses these words. He's pious otherwise, but why? See how the child's mind gets mixed up. That's why in psychology also they see a mixed personality. Split personality. So how that split personality works, it works like this. For example, the child did a mistake at home, right? You corrected him, shouted him, corrected him for the mistake that he done. Alright. Then now you're on a holiday trip, picnic or holiday, you're going somewhere, Bergs, wherever you're going. Now the child committed the same mistake, and then all of you were on a holiday mood. You left it. You didn't address it with the child. Now the child's mind, you don't understand, but the child's mind is getting confused. One moment we were really reprimanded, and the next occasion for the same wrong, then it was totally disregarded. Now what is right? What is wrong? Here, right, there was a big noise. They corrected us. They shouted us for it. But on this occasion, when we were on a holiday, the same mistake was committed, and there was no response at all. So is this right or wrong? See the confusion that you bring about. So, if you look at Rasulullah's life, it was right through love and teaching. Love, compassion and teaching. At any given time, it was love, teaching. Amr ibn Abi Salama, radiallahu anhu, right? So now, he's an adopted child, he's not Rasulullah's child. But at his old age, he remembers the love and the compassion Rasulullah gave him. Come and sit with me. Eat with me. A small child, 5-4 years of age, whatever the age may have been, but the love that is shown, right? And it's not his son. is an adopted child. It's Umm Salama radiyallahu anha's child, but the love that is given. And the child remembers it. So he remembers it because he took a passion, took a love. Zayd ibn Thabit radiyallahu anhu, he's also freed and brought up by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's got a choice. You want to go with your father, you may go. And you want to remain here, you remain here. So no, for nothing in the world will I leave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what was this? So that first initial level of teaching and instruction is love. When you gave him that love, you got his confidence. Now you can maneuver him any way you want. But that is, you need to give him that love. Al-Mu'ayyad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi says, طالب کو کچھ کہنے کا حق نہیں ہے جب تک کہ تو اس کے وہ آپ کے جوتی کو چپاٹی نہ سمجھے. The one that is learned is coming up, right? It's coming up. You don't have the right to tell him anything. Until he respects you so much he respects you, that even, you know, your shoes also he respects it. He respects it so much. You must respect it. Now you see, you know, now this child's mind is right, I can instruct him. So we come back to that Amr ibn Abi Salama radiyallahu anhu, right? And the love Rabbi Sam is giving, even though he's an adopted child, not Rabbi Sam's child. So Rabbi Sam tells him, Kul sammillah, wa kul biyameenik, wa kul mimma yaleek. He remembers that. Oh my son, see, he's saying the words, he's saying, my son, ya bunayya, my son. Say bismillah. And eat with your right, eat from in front. Small child doesn't know, his hand is just moving around the plate, doesn't know what to do. But he won't give him that direction. Now, when he has gone out venturing the world, is that child an embarrassment for you or not? Isn't he an embarrassment? Now, we think now we outsource the child to some madrasa or something, and they must fix him up. But it doesn't work like that. They will do something, you do your part. You don't just outsource and then become totally forgetful of your children. Every day we're teaching something, whether it is mannerism concerning the heart, like I said, ghibat. Rasulullah is teaching us Anas. Anas is a young boy, but in tastatiya, if you can do this, don't have any malice for anybody. Young boy, and Nabi is instructing him. So he's taken a love. He says, the best day in Medina was the day of the arrival of Nabi. The old Medina just lightened up. See the love that he's seen. The whole Medina just lightened up with the arrival of Nabi Sassam. And with his going, the whole Medina darkened up. So he remembers every word he's remembering. But that could happen when there was compassion in a madrasa or in a maktab, etc. We don't underestimate the child. You don't know that child, maybe is a new person, new Muslim, right? But there may be a treasure in his heart. He may go do something that will put you behind. You will feel, hey man, this child has overtaken us. You know, he's a diamond, he's a pearl, he's a ruby, whatever. But you showed him that compassion, and that compassion was expressing the treasure that he's got concealed within. He's got some treasure that's concealed within. But what it needed was a little bit of love, a little bit of attention, a little bit of compassion. And the child begins to say, but this man, he loves me. See, he loves me. He's got a liking for me. And then what's concealed within him, he expresses it. Don't find the maktab always in all these places, right? And some of those people are brand new Muslims. But the amount of work they are doing will embarrass you, man. Hey, you are so old. We are performing at their level. Isn't that for us something for us to reflect? But then I think it must be kisi ka shafqat ka natija. Someone showed that child some type of muhabbat, some type of love, some type of respect and regards, right? And then the child said, no, they got a love for me, they got respect for me, they got a little bit of consideration for me, right? Irrespective of the background, we don't look at the race, we don't look at the culture, we don't look at the background this child came from. But he's come to us like a treasure came to us. Now what can we push into this child here? Maybe he becomes our jannat. Rasulullah Paksam is seeing Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu in front of him in jannat. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu, and Rasulullah is seeing that Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu is in front of him in jannat. See, the product of Rasulullah Paksam and where he's reached. So he asks him, Bilal, what are you doing, man? I'm seeing you ahead of me. He says, any time of the day or night, if I break my wudu, I make wudu straight away, the 2 rakat namaz. It's easy to say, but practicing it. Now that doesn't mean that Bilal's maqam is higher than the maqam and the status of Rasulullah. What it means, like you have this, this royal entourage, right? Rulat, like some of you know, right? So you'll have some cars going in front, some cars going behind. Don't you see that somewhere on the side? So they'll go as a security. So, but even that, isn't that a status? I was the security of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Isn't that a status? Isn't that a maqam? Isn't that a privilege that we'll all aspire for? So everyone is taking a love. You see this whole aspect of ishaat, propagation of Islam, whether it's to tabligh, whether it is to teaching, whichever way. But the most important ingredient is this love, compassion. One school teacher was here once, so he tells me that this child, I was his coach, and he won all the race. Second, third race he won, I embraced him, gave him a nice hug, embraced him. The child cried. He said, I never received this compassion and this love from my father. Had my father done this for me? You see how much they need that compassion, that confidence, that love, how much they need for their smooth growing up and progress, how much they need it. Allah Pak Tawfeeq Nasib Karay.